It's now time for our Royal Valley Locker Room chat here tonight. It's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. We got David Boucher on the line, Panthers football coach, one final time here in 2024. Coach, one, it goes by rather quickly, and we do always appreciate your time each and every week, but now we get ready for some postseason action. You guys will play tonight here against Sabetha, and we'll dive into it later on. But a 5-3 regular season, the running game certainly was crucial for you guys this year. How would you assess your 5-3 campaign here in 2024?
It's just a wonderful showing of hard work and dedication paying off over the last 4 years. You know, it's our fourth year and just installing a system and bringing identity to Royal Valley football and the kids buying into that identity and getting after it. And it's really just, it's fun to see the community come together and the team come together and all those years and all those practices of hard work and sweat and dedication paying off and being able to put that on display. You know, we're close to six different school records, I think, you know, going into tomorrow night. And going forward, it's fun to see.
Well, last week, you guys picked up a lot of momentum going into the playoff matchup here this week against Sabetha. You guys take care of Oskaloosa 59-8. Second time this year that you have a game where you rush for over 500 yards. Jackson Stevens goes for nearly 230. Nolan Bausch had another 121 game for you and a couple of scores. We talked at the very beginning of the season. You had high expectations for this running game. You had high expectations for your offensive line. And what a game to have here in the final game of the regular season to kind of push a little momentum towards this first playoff game.
Yeah, you know, and it's fun to see it together and watching, you know, Manny and at fullback and Griffin at quarterback and Nolan and Jackson, the two running backs, and blocking for each other and faking for each other and all the little things. And the offensive line up front, you know, led by Robert and Junior and Mason Irwin and those seniors up front getting after it. Avery Hunter and, as a senior on the, at the tight end spot, you know, blocking, and Landon Gilbert as a sophomore, you know, really stepping up big for us at the tight end wide receiver spot. And just all of them come together and rushing for, you know, almost 3,000 or over 3,000 yards, in eight games is fun to be a part of. And awesome to watch and watch the execution and focus.
A couple more minutes here with Royal Valley football coach. That is David Boucher. They get a familiar opponent here in the first round of the playoffs, a Thursday night tilt at Sabetha. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. A few more minutes here with Royal Valley football coach David Boucher. It's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. They get Sabetha here on a Thursday night to kick off the class 2A state playoffs. And coach, let's go back to that week four game. It was a 7-6 Sabetha win. Just one, how much do you take away from that first meeting here in the playoff matchup? And then I guess what differences do you see out of this Blue Jays team maybe now compared to that matchup back in late September?
Yeah, I mean, that was a long time ago, but also not a long time ago, like you referenced. It was really fast. You know, Sabetha is a very well coached football team, and Coach Moeller and of course, Coach Michael's still on staff now, and like just what all the things, all the tradition that Sabetha has built over the years, and their identity, and their split back power running game, and so yeah, we take a lot from that. You know, the last time we played Sabetha, we lost 56-0, and I don't really think it was that close, you know, prior to this season. And then to go in there and take a punch early, you know, we give up a 30-yard run in the first quarter that sets up their first touchdown, and then the rest of the game, you know, it's just a battle. It's a grind. They get two first downs. We get two first ground and downs and get after it. And, you know, and then in the third quarter, we go on that 24 play, 13 minute drive that ends at the 8-yard line, and we get three consecutive penalties in a row and just kills the drive. And then, so we turn the ball over there, and then, we get a force of three and out. And then that's when we hit the long pass to Nolan, in the fourth quarter. You know, that was awesome. And then we come up one inch short on a great play. You know, I think, I can't remember if his, you know, it was one of their defense line, maybe 72, I think, just made a great play, and then 18 finished it off and kept us out of the end zone there. And so that just makes us hungry. Being that close just makes us really hungry. And we're excited for this great matchup of Big East opponents and familiar foes.
Yeah, it's kind of a rare matchup when you get two teams that go 5-3 and then you meet here in the first round of the postseason. But I've talked to a lot of coaches this week, and a lot of them have mentioned how crucial in-game adjustments are once you get to this point. Do you feel pretty similar in that regard as far as you and your coaching staff having to be, you know, pretty much on your A game here throughout the course of a playoff game?
Yeah, that's what's wonderful about our coaching staff is we've had pretty great consistency in our coaching staff. And, you know, Coach Roy's our offensive line coach, strength conditioning guy, and offensive coordinator. And he does a wonderful job of seeing things and making adjustments and seeing what's working and what's not. And then, like I said, like he creates the momentum that we can have a 24 play, 12 minute drive, you know, and, he saw an opening for that pass and he sees the game in a tremendous fashion. It's exciting. And then, Coach Lux, you know, we're high school teammates with Coach Roy and they're like, you know, like symbiotic relationship and they kind of see each other and they can play off of that and bounce ideas off each other. And it's awesome. And then we got Coach Krylicek and Coach Wilson, you know, in the box, seeing things and relaying down what they see and helping each other and helping us out in game. You know, we just have we got a whole lot of middle school guys, a whole lot of statisticians, a whole lot of people that help us be successful on Friday nights. And then the kids, but at the end of the day, the kids go out there and execute it. And without their focused hard work, without their positive energy, without their focus and buy-in and dedication, we wouldn't be able to execute the ideas that the coach staff puts together. So it's this players and coaches really come together and making the right decisions.
All right. Well, Coach, finally, let's dive into some keys and some expectations. Obviously, it's a whole new ball game now with it being in the postseason, but a team that you are familiar with, a team that you have seen already this year, what's it going to take? And give us a few keys for this game on Thursday night at Sabetha.
You know, it's going to take a tremendous effort. It's not an effort that we don't have inside of us, that we haven't shown over the last, especially the last 4 weeks and the growth that we've had, but it's going to take a tremendous effort to focus on the little things and stay detail oriented. It's our steps and it's our guards really getting off the ball and blocking the linebackers. They're going to come hard at us. It's our offensive line sustaining and creating holes, and it's our running backs executing the offense, running hard through the hole, through the line of scrimmage and making plays and attacking the line of scrimmage and blocking for each other. And then of course it always comes down to ball security. Okay. If we can hold on to the ball and don't shoot ourselves in the foot, and I feel like we have a good chance to move the ball on offense. On defense is recognizing all of their 38 different formations and what they can do out of those individual formations and their down and distances and their field and boundary tendencies. Getting off the ball and holding our gap and collisioning the G block, our corners and our safeties, realizing run pass, our linebackers filling downhill and doing our jobs and executing the little things. And of course, if we can create turnovers, that will be a huge difference in this game and in any big game. You know, turnover margin is one of the biggest indicators of success.
There it is. Royal Valley football coach David Boucher, the Panthers at Sabetha, a Thursday night football tilt. Of course, you can view that on the Sabetha channel courtesy of MSC Sports. Go to mscsports.net, listen live, click on the Sabetha channel tab, and that'll take you to the broadcast on Thursday night. Coach, we really appreciate your time each and every week throughout the course of the year, and good luck throughout the playoffs here. We appreciate it.
Yeah, Brandon, we really appreciate everything that MSC Sports does, KNZA, and all the radio station family that you have. You guys really support Northeast Kansas football and the Big East League and Rural Valley and all of our sports. And we couldn't get these kids promoted as well without you guys and without everything that you guys do. So we really thank you for everything you guys do for us.